بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Mr. President, Ministers, Excellencies, Vice President, Ladies and Gentlemen, it is great pleasure for me to congratulate the President and the Vice President of this Assembly and the Chairpersons of the Committees on their elections. I would like to take this opportunity to place a record Pakistan's appreciation of Dr. Margaret Chan for her leadership role in global health promotions. Let me also express gratitude to WHO for its roles and help extended during the last year massive floods in Pakistan. With concerned effort, we were able to curtail the spread of flood-related disease and subsequently also avoided second-stage deaths. We stand ready to share our successful experience with the international community. The theme of this year's World Health Assembly on Communicable Disease is very timely. The NCDs reflect significantly in disease burden both globally as well as nationally. Inequity exists within and across country on this important issue. Nonetheless, every individual has a right to optimal health through prevention, control, and management of NCDs. Non-communicable disease increasingly contribute towards morbidity and mortality in developing country. Their effort has increased many folds with global social geographical change. The change is dietary habits, sedentary lifestyle, motorization, pollution, and tobacco use have shifted the global disease paradigm. This growing phenomenon must be countered by international and national collaborative efforts. I will also take this opportunity to inform this August Assembly of fulfillment of Pakistan's commitment as a partner for global health promotion. First and foremost, the national health policy is being finalized to establish health priorities and strategies to achieve them. In spite of accuracy and repeated natural disaster and emergency, we have done fairly well in many areas of health sector. We have been able to achieve national target of 100% dose coverage in all public sector facilities. We expect to achieve MDGs 6 related to tuberculosis by 2015. Primary healthcare has been recognized as a principal approach to reach the MDGs. Our primary healthcare program currently employs 100,000 lady health workers who are providing preventive and basic curative service at the doorstep of our rural populations. This program, along with maternal, neonatal, and child health care programs focusing on mothers and child, has achieved very positive results in terms of maternal and child health indicators. Hepatitis is amongst the increasingly major contributor to disease burden in Pakistan. Hepatitis B vaccination is now being provided to all children as a part of immunization program nationwide. In spite of all these efforts, hepatitis poses a major threat to health and the large number of our population. We look forward to enhance international focus and collaboration on this issue. Pakistan has achieved significant progress since the eruption of polio eradication initiative in the country in 1994. The number of confirmed cases has been dropped, estimated 20,000 per year in the early 1990 to 89 in 2009. However, the polio cases rose further 2010 because of the floods and law enforcement operations. The number of initiative has been adopted to enhance efforts for the polio eradication. In January 2011, National Emergency Action Plan for Polio Eradication was launched by the President and the Prime Minister of Pakistan, supported by international community and the health partners. The action plan has specific strategy to improve the government's address areas under law enforcement operations and migratory population. The plan envisages control of current polio epidemics by mid-2011 and set up specific timeline for this purpose. National and provincial task forces have been established. I wish to assure the Assembly that political commitment at highest level of all tiers of the government in Pakistan is robust and will continue to be so until the job is finished. Mr. President, we are keenly following the reforms process within the WHO. We will welcome any reform that strengthen the organization without compromising its critical role as the world's leading technical authority in health. We also look forward to work of this organization in seeking a new and innovative means of financing. The debt to health swap arrangement provide one such opportunity, and we call to consolidation of such an arrangement by WHO. Pakistan welcome the conclusions of negotiations on the pandemic influenza preparedness framework. All of us have waited too long for finalization of the shares of benefit. We hope that this framework actually translates into shared benefit for all the countries and stakeholders. In conclusion, I wish the 64th World Health Assembly a great success in its deliberations under the chair level guidance. I thank you, Mr. President.